Hello, this is Darren here at Padua, and this is the pod capsule for the pre-cal 40S class, my grade 12 pre-calculus class, that I had for the fall semester of 2006, which has just wrapped up. And this pod capsule finds us our very last class together, the afternoon after the students had written their final exam. Interesting thing in this podcast, the students asked me to leave the room. Talk about giving control over to the learner. So I left the room, and all of what you're about to hear was recorded while I had left. Now, full disclosure, I did do some editing. There were some things that needed to be taken out, like the mention of a student's last name here or there and one or two other things. But by and large, what you're going to hear is entirely what the student said and what really happened in the room while I was away. So without any further ado, here we are, the pod capsule for Pre-Cal 40S Fall 06. Okay, and this is it. This is the Pre-Cal 40S Winter 06 podcast, or pod capsule. And I've got my whole class here. We finished our final exam this morning. And this is our pod capsule. We're going to ask, there's three questions I've asked the students. The questions are, if you started this course over again, what, if anything, would you do differently to guarantee your success? That's the first. The second, what, if anything, did you learn in this class? Anything about the way that we learned things, or maybe the way we used technology, or the way we did things in class that you feel you can take with you in your future studies? And then finally, if you wanted to share any parting thoughts. Now, the students have asked me to leave the room. So I'm going to walk out. Tennyson's going to go first, and each student will just say their name and then reply to the question. So I'm out of here, and first one up is Tennyson.
Hi, my name is Tennyson. Stop playing video games.
Hey!
Stop playing video games and study more.
What I would do in the future with this is, I don't know, take it with me. Might be useful in university.
The notes!
And anything else?
Just remember to try, that's all. And it's all about time and effort that you put in, then it'll become your result. The less time you put in, you'll suffer the consequences.
Yeah!
Hello, my name is William. Basically, he stole what I was going to say. Don't play games, especially. It really gets to you. It's hard to have a job and go to school at the same time. Yeah, that's basically it. Don't work a lot and study more. Anything I do in the future to take this with me, sure, why not? Mathematics is in every single course at U, right? And my parting thoughts are, wow, I can't believe it, I did this again. Thank you.
Yeah! Yay!
Hi, I'm Jessica. Okay. How I would change be successful in this course is actually, ask more questions about what I don't understand and ask for help, or actually form a group with people in the class, which I haven't done. What I would take for my future studies is the math dictionary that we done and all the notes. Parting thoughts. Just do good in school.
Hi, my name is Joanne. I would come to class every day and do my homework to guarantee my success. I'll take my math dictionary because it has a lot of important notes in there. You know, you can't live life without math. Yep, and I love this class. I love you guys.
That was my line.
Oh my god. 8 thrust 2. I would review my notes every day. And that's it. Any parting thoughts? Eat before you study.
Yes!
Bye bye!
Yes!
Hi, this is Richard. What would I do differently to guarantee my success if I start this course all over again? Okay. Maybe I will not take this course again. I just say consumer. Don't care about my success. Okay, what if anything, what did I learn in this class that I will, that I can take in the future? I guess it's how to exert effort, time, and energy. That's absolutely great.
Honor all. Yeah. Honor student. Yeah.
And for my parting thoughts, well, don't skin a cat. That's cruel.
Hi, I'm Daphne. I think in order to guarantee my success, if I will take this course again, is to do my assignments more and concentrate more on my studies. And what am I going to take with me is especially my notes and the way Mr. K taught us that talk more to your seatmates because you can learn more by talking and discussing your thoughts. And parting thoughts, all I can say is this class is the greatest class I ever had.
That's right!
And yeah, Pre-Cal 40S with fall, is it? Fall 2006-2007? It's the best. Yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Hi!
Ohio.
I'm Jeff. Or Sid.
I can't really say what I could do differently considering I've done everything possibly can. But if I were to say study, it'd probably bring people to study with. And if I could take anything in the future, I would take all these students with me because they're so cool. Okay. Parting thoughts? Always strive to be. Wait, what? I don't know. Okay. If you can do it, you can do it. If you can't do it, you can't do it. Jason, come on, you can do it. Come on, man. Come on. That's right. I'm done. Bye.
Yeah, whole class.
Jason. Jason.
We're emptying the binder after this.
I'm Alan.
You last.
I'm last. I would do my homework. And
no.
Girlfriend, oh, take with me. Oh, I would sit in the front to learn. And that's it.
Yeah.
Bye.
Oh, break. Hi, I'm Ashley. What was the question? Oh, I would actually like do the homework and ask questions to be successful. And what would I take for the day? I take my notes and yeah, that's all. And this class is awesome. It was very fun. That's right.
Thumbs up.
Okay, hi, I'm Lisa. And to be more successful, I would probably like write notes like I would scribe every day because I learned a lot better that way. I always remembered my scribe posts, but not a lot else. And I'm going to take with me that any class can be fun as long as you've got people around you who will laugh and a teacher that's really good.
Yeah, that's right.
And parting thought, I'll always remember Mr. K's mighty sword and the little block of wood.
I love you, Lisa!
Yes!
S-O-O-L. I'm the other Jessica. And if I would start this course over again, I would do more problems, ask more questions, and probably get more help.
And if I were to take anything with me in the future, it would be my math dictionary and all the memories I've had here. And parting thoughts is I'll miss everyone here, and I hope everyone's going to be okay in the future.
Let's go.
I'm Jason, and while I think over, I'll know that when I'm doing my math homework, multitasking is a bad idea. Especially when I'm doing my English report. Did I learn anything in this class? Nothing aside from memories and knowing that everyone I meet is crazy. In fact, I'm looking at one right now. Parting thoughts? Well, I just say I'm leaving with memories. Horrible, horrible, stressful memories.
Oliver!
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 He's just...
Yo! My name is Oliver B, aka OB. Well, the first question is, if I started this course over again, would I? Not! Because... No, actually I would. Because, you know, math is important. And I will take with me my math dictionary, if he ever hands it back. Because he takes very long.
I think he's gonna edit that.
Any parting thoughts? I liked how Mr. K said, any questions, answers, or something?
Concerns?
Anxieties? Inquiries? Societies? Yes, and he's back! Toodles!
I can't wait to hear all this.
Oh!
So there you have it. That was the grade 12 pre-calculus class of fall 2006 with their final pod capsule to finish off the semester. Major milestone with this group. It's the first time that any of my classes or any of the podcasts I've done with my classes has had 100% student participation. So I was very pleased about that. I don't know if you caught that at the end. Anyways, that's it for now, and if you wish to continue contributing to this podcast, there'll be a link to our Vistro channel where you can leave your audio comments on this podcast, or you can leave text comments by clicking on the comments link just below this post. Thanks for listening. Take care. We'll be right back.